For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team, Whitney Wyvoda, redshirt junior out of Fairbanks, Alaska. And Whit, your team coming off of a weekend split at Duluth. You guys won 4-1 that first game. What sparked that win?
It was kind of nice to play in front of a larger crowd. There was quite a few people there for Shannon Miller, but I don't know. We were just really excited. Something about playing Duluth. I know a lot of people just love to beat them, so I think we're all pretty excited.
You netted that first goal, a backhanded goal. I know I'm going to ask you about it, but it was your second goal in consecutive games, too. You've kind of been on a little bit of a burst of offense right now, but do you credit that to being changed on your line and being put on that top line with Anderson and Tugas?
Playing with them is a little different. They're both super fast. They pass the puck hard, and I'm a little weakling, little baby duckling on their line. It feels like really an adjustment. It makes me more accountable to, you know, moving my feet faster, knowing what I'm going to do quicker. And so it's been good so far. Woke me up a bit.
Talk about that backhanded goal. Those don't happen very often in women's hockey. How'd you manage to take that shot?
Well, I didn't really have a choice. I picked up the puck, and that was kind of the only option. I didn't have room to bring it to my forehand, and so, yeah, I just took what was given.
Did you know, Whit, that your team is 8-0 when you score?
No, I didn't know that.
No pressure on you or anything, right?
No. Thanks for that stat right there, but I guess that's pretty cool.
We can credit Andrew Fisher, our sports information guy, for finding that one. You know, look back at Sunday. I know you guys probably wanted the sweep, but you split with them. It's the first time Bemidji State's ever split a season series with Duluth. It's got to feel good that progress is being made.
Yeah. I don't know why we haven't been able to win against them in the past. All the games usually seem pretty close. And so would have liked the sweep. That would have been nice, but it's good to get points on the road either way.
You guys have Wisconsin this coming weekend. You guys lost by one goal here in each of those two games. What's going to be the difference in getting two wins on the road there?
I don't know. They're just so fun to play against because they're so fast and they're so talented and they don't take cheap penalties, and it's always a hard-fought game, and we're just going to have to find a way to get the puck to the net. They have good defensemen. Their forwards play good in the D zone, so we just got to find a way to get the puck to the net, get people to the net, screen their goalie, do whatever we can to find the back of the net.
Another long road trip. This month is just filled with road trips. One of the bonuses of last weekend's road trip is you get to see your brother and your new nephew. Kind of a bonus for you to get to see family, isn't it?
Yeah. It's my first nephew, so it was good to see him. His name's Easton, so hockey-related. My brother was a goalie, so hockey all around, and it was good to have some family watching.
Did Easton get to go to see his first ever hockey game?
No, he didn't. He was just getting over a cold, and so they wanted to keep him at home and keep him warm.
What's been your favorite part of traveling with this women's hockey team?
I enjoy not having to cook. It's nice to have the food brought to me, although I do love and I like cooking and I like eating, but it's nice to relax, not worry about anything, you know, just lay in the hotel, do nothing. So that's nice for me.
Of course, the last couple weekends, there's been no school. So you guys have been living the life.
Exactly.
School started. You guys are back into the swing of things. Is it kind of good to get back into a routine?
Yeah, it's actually nice because I live by myself. So it's good to get out, go do something, interact with people. I had on Monday 2 3-hour classes back to back. So gets a little long, but it is good to get back in the routine, have a steady schedule again.
Well, Whit, we'll see you on the road. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks.